This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I am thrilled today to be joined by the brilliant Amber Walls. Amber's going to talk to us on this podcast about three trends in private equity that she's watching. She earlier today recorded a podcast with us on three tips for leaders, where she talked about this mix of individualism in organizations, where you spend your time on your great performers and not so great performers, and also on other, you know, humility as a leader. And that podcast will be released separately. So listen to that if you'd like. Just fantastic thoughts from Amber Walls. Amber, tell us, what are the three trends in private equity that you're watching currently?
I'm really fascinated by a few themes that continue to come out of conversations, largely buy-side conversations, but also with investment bankers and everyone who touches the private equity industry. One of the things that I am seeing kind of come to the surface so much more in the past couple of weeks is this emphasis on returning to discipline in your investment, sticking to the thesis, and, you know, some investors looking around at their competitors wondering, what were you thinking? We're not going to fall into that trap. And this real kind of returning to our roots, it has been such a crazy, crazy busy deal-making year and coming into the end of the year, as you've talked about with many guests. And I think that's forcing a lot of investors to just take a deep breath and say, okay, let's just keep disciplined. That's kind of the first theme. The second theme is a real breadth and depth of technology investment. And I don't just mean, you know, a fund putting in capital into a technology platform company. I mean the investment of their own cost in their own technology and their own organization. And I have had some of the most fun and fascinating conversations, including in industries that aren't particularly known for being cutting edge on technologies, leaders in skilled nursing facilities, in-house legal departments at large companies, our own law firm, and the technology tools that they're making investments in, or we are making investments in part in response to a lot of different phenomenon, including, you know, workforce issues. But that's a really interesting trend. And then the last is how much the change in the sales cycle and the revenue cycle is impacting how investors look at potential acquisition targets. So in healthcare, that would mean, you know, consumerism in healthcare, that phenomenon, and the move to value-based care, and the fact that you are selling your healthcare services directly to the patients in many cases. Referral patterns are changing, and that phenomenon is really impacting how investors look at an acquisition target. So those are kind of the three things that I think are really fun to watch right now.
So many fascinating things there. And your point on, it's people investing in regular businesses, but figuring out, is there a lot of technology that could be added to those businesses that will make those businesses make a difference? There's a second concept that you sort of touch on there too, which is I call it recruit, retain, and automate. You've got to constantly recruit, retain your people, but constantly looking at what can you automate? What can you make just less labor intensive, more efficient, less variability in it? So constantly that issue. And then you talked about discipline in your theses, which is, you know, so true in this world where there's exploding opportunities, people staying sort of closer to what they do and closer to how they know that things work. Just a fascinating set of thoughts. And then we talked about the sales cycle. And this is something that makes this venture capital software business investing so much more binary often than this investing in practices and practice platforms. The sales cycle in the software to health system, software to big customers, can be so difficult and so challenging and so frightening that it just, as you see so many companies that develop great technology but cannot commercialize. And everybody's looking for that big home run in tech and software and service. And there's so many exploding wins that you lose sight of how many are so challenging because that sales cycle is so hard. And I think that just is a fascinating perspective, Amber, that you shared with us. I want to thank Amber Walsh again for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I think these three themes. Amber, could you summarize again the three themes?
Sure, absolutely. So the first being exercising discipline and sticking to your thesis, what you know. That's the first. The second is this breadth and depth of technology investments by organizations that typically haven't been very cutting edge on their tech investments. And the third being making the focus on a changing sales cycle and how different the sales cycle can be. And this is across industries that is impacting how an investor looks at an acquisition target. They're really probing on the ability of the acquisition target to really properly capture the sales cycle and the important players in the sales cycle.
Thank you very, very much. Just a fascinating perspective as always. Amber Walsh, one of the brilliant minds in this intersection of health and private equity. Amber, thank you for taking the time to visit with us today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Just fantastic.
Thank you, Scott.